After suffering an aneurysm last fall and being laid up in the hospital for months, Ginger Klingenberg says you start feeling like nobody really cares if you die. She's always had high blood pressure, but avoided going to the doctor.
And when you don't make good money, you don't have any money to pay doctors.
Klingenberg thinks the state should expand Medicaid because there are a lot of people who can't afford to access care from private insurance. Klingenberg's in her 50s. She has three adult kids and lives in the northwestern Iowa town of Armstrong. She was a reporter for the small-town newspaper here for 12 years. On this day, she's at the mostly emptied cafe in Armstrong having lunch with her son, Andy. Klingenberg says she realized something was wrong when she started losing a lot of weight and had trouble eating.
I drink a glass of milk a day. That's all I could get in my stomach because it wouldn't digest. It couldn't go anywhere.
Klingenberg was on IowaCare, the healthcare program for low-income Iowans who do not qualify for Medicaid. It's also the program set to expire later this year. The only hospital she could go to on IowaCare was the University of Iowa in Iowa City, 6 hours away. Her son Andy says that made it really tough for him to go visit his mom. And that was hard. Her kidneys failed during the aneurysm surgery.
She didn't have an easy time down there. You know, it was touch and go for a while, and then the recovery was heinous. She recovered from that somehow. Actually recovered pretty admirably.
The surgeon told me I was a tough old girl.
While she was in the hospital, she became disabled. Her kids signed her up for Medicaid, and she's waiting for a kidney transplant. Now, 3 times a week, she takes a 2-hour round-trip ride to Spirit Lake for dialysis.
It sucks my blood out, cleans it, and puts it back in.
Ginger pulls 2 tubes out from under the neck of her shirt.
One of these little tubes, I don't even know which one, sucks it out. And the other one puts it back in after it goes through a machine. It takes about 3.5 hours.
After the procedure, Klingenberg says she feels wiped out. She spends the day after dialysis just recovering, and that takes an added toll on her body. Earlier this month, she learned her body wasn't ready for a new kidney, so that means more dialysis.
One day a week, I make myself get my laundry done and my household stuff because I just don't have the oomph. I love weekends because now I have 2 days in a row.
She says that way she can have one really good day. Regardless of what happens with the Medicaid expansion, a governor's aide says Klingenberg will be covered by Medicaid. In Armstrong, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.